Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Time to talk some NFL football with our good buddy Adam Teicher. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good, Nate. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're learning things about one another. So do you have a Michigan State tattoo anywhere?
I do not. I do not. That probably does not surprise you, I wouldn't think.
No, it would have surprised me if you had one. Does it surprise you to know that Todd Lebo has one?
No, that does not surprise me at all.
It's not a Michigan State tattoo.
Yeah, that's to be fair.
That would be surprising.
Now, that would, yeah.
But he might get it scrubbed out now that Lincoln Riley's on the move, right?
And your school's your school, Teicher. That's my point.
Okay, I hear you.
Doesn't matter if, George Perlis is out there running things.
Or Nick Saban
running off like a thief in the night like he did at Michigan State, just like Lincoln Riley.
Man. Yeah.
That's how it went.
That's what they do, isn't it? That's what these coaches do. All right, Adam, covering the Chiefs for ESPN, Adam, this big week coming up after the bye week, Chiefs versus Broncos, 6-5 Broncos all of a sudden. Are you surprised that that's where the donkeys sit right now coming into this game?
Yeah, a little bit. They got off to that great start because they were playing, the worst teams in the league, and then, got it turned around, it turned around on them when they started playing real competition, and I figured that's who they were. And then, beat the Cowboys, beat the Chargers now, so, looking pretty good for them. So I think this will be a good game on Sunday. I think they're defensively, they'll definitely compete with the Chiefs. I would think with the Chiefs, the way they're playing defensively themselves, this should be another good game for the Chiefs on that side of the ball. But I do think it'll be in a competitive game on Sunday.
Adam, the Broncos have, kind of righted the ship. We all kind of thought they gave up, right? They traded Von Miller away and all that. And these guys have really rallied to show that they were a good defense besides Von Miller, right? And that's the important part of it. What do you think mentally they're like now since they've had a pretty good half here? And, what do you think that players felt like knowing they were getting flexed into Sunday night? Do you think, I think they probably thought it was all about the Chiefs, but, you better think about us, right?
Well, it probably is all about the Chiefs. There's just no name players on the Broncos anymore. Not to say they don't have good players. They do. But, I think the average fan east of the Mississippi can't name, five Bronco players anymore now that, Von Miller's gone. So, but they've got some good players, particularly on defense. And so I think it'll be a competitive game. As far as what the Broncos are thinking, I can just put myself in their shoes. When they're trading Von Miller, I don't care what they said publicly. That, to me, appeared to be a white flag. So I sort of thought the Broncos were just going to sort of, pack it in for the rest of the season, but they haven't. And so that's kind of interesting how their season has gone. Big win for them yesterday, and maybe that indicates, that locker room's in a different place than you might think. So, I expect them to be ready to play and to be a competitive game on Sunday.
How much improvement do you expect out of the Chiefs' offense coming out of the bye?
Yeah, they've had the week to extra time to work on some stuff. And you'd think that, if we're going to see it from the Chiefs offensively, we're going to see that improvement that you're talking about, Nate. I would think this is the time, not necessarily against the Broncos because they're pretty salty on defense, but this is the time we're going to see that. It's the next couple weeks. The Chiefs are still stuck in that 17 and 20 point rut that they've been in recently, then that's probably what they're going to be dragging that around the rest of the year, I think, and maybe then it's on the defense to salvage this season. So I feel like it has to start coming soon, you know, in this next two or three game stretch, because other than that, you know, this stretch is going to define their season. I mean, if the Chiefs can win these next three, each of these next three, they're going to be leading the division by at least two games over everybody, and probably more, at least in some cases. So I feel like this is the stretch that can really make or break the Chiefs. They go 3-0, they're really going to be almost impossible to catch. So it wouldn't hurt them to play their best football over the next 3 weeks.
The good news for the Chiefs is they haven't been great on offense over the past month, except for the one game out in Vegas. And they haven't lost these games because the defense has been very consistent over the past four games. Very consistent. Yep. And they're healthier, right? We'll see what happens with Rashad Fenton. But they've gotten healthy, and they're playing with, you know, some camaraderie and some closeness, it looks like, you know, at all levels of the defense, which is really important. We've talked about this over the past month. I don't know if most of us saw this coming, but they kept their confidence, really, internally about what the defense could be.
Yeah, no, they did, and credit to them, and credit to you know, the guys who lead that group. You know, guys like Tyrann Mathieu, who just wouldn't let them quit on themselves, because it would have been easy to do, and I certainly had. And I thought it would be years before we'd be able to see the Chiefs playing defense like this, right? You know, just a few weeks ago, you know, who really would have realistically would have seen this? But, yeah, I mean, they're getting good play in a lot of spots where they weren't early in the year. I mean, the pass rush has really perked up now and had a big game against the Cowboys. And they're really getting good play from the linebacking group. And I think Willie Gay has kind of been one of their underrated players. I think you know, him missing those first three or four games of the season, really, now in retrospect, now we can see what a big deal that was. Because he made some plays against the Cowboys that weren't headline-type plays, but might have made a big difference in the end, because he was covering a lot of ground and turning plays that could have been big gains into 4 or 5 yard gains. So, you know, Willie Gay's been doing a really nice job. I feel like he's maybe been overlooked. And in the back end, they're playing really well. And you know, we know what Snead is doing, but Charvarius Ward is up to his game as well. So, a lot to like about where the Chiefs are on defense right now.
Yeah, so because I remember, like you talked about, how we were kind of writing that defense off a few weeks back. I remember you asking the question to me and Steven, what does this defense do well? What can they hang their hat on? And I sat there and I was like, I mean, they kind of blitz well. You know, like sometimes that was like the only thing I could come up with. Now, you just listed a couple of positives. If I reverse that question on you now, what would you say? Like, hey, what's this defense's identity? What do they hang their hat on now?
Well, now they can get after the quarterback. I mean, you look at their top five games, the best five games pass rush, defined by pass rush win rate. Four of those five have been in the last four games. So they've done a really nice job there. You know, that thing has really turned around. I think that's sort of where it all begins. You know, I don't feel like Chiefs would be anywhere close to what they are now on defense without an accomplished pass rush that's getting stuff done. So to me, that's kind of what you look at now. And you know, Chris Jones isn't always going to have 3.5 sacks, but he's, you know, there's a good reason to believe he's going to be a factor most weeks, if not all weeks. And you know, those other guys are playing so well around him, Derek Nnadi and Jaron Reed all of a sudden, and Frank Clark, so and Ingram as well. I feel like he's made a difference, even though he doesn't have a sack yet. So, you know, I feel like that's where you start with the Chiefs defensively. You know, having a couple guys who are playmakers at linebacker, I think, are another thing you can look at. I mean, I really feel like Willie Gay is an unsung hero for what he's doing right now, because I feel like he's made a big difference since he's come back.
We're speaking with Adam Teicher from ESPN. The Chiefs will play the Broncos this Sunday night as they get off their bye week. Now, it wasn't the greatest bye week in the world for the Chiefs elsewhere. A couple weeks ago, you'd look up and, you know, all the teams in first place were losing games. Well, that didn't happen yesterday. I mean, the Titans lost, but they lost to the Patriots, who are red hot right now. What are your thoughts about where the AFC is right now compared to what it was like a month ago? The resurgence the Patriots have made, kind of the stumbles the Titans have had. The Ravens are just kind of like treading water and playing ugly games. where do the Chiefs kind of fit in to this? Not where their record is, but where they can be here in a month.
Well, I mean, I just ask myself this. Which team do you not want to play right now? You know, and I think the Chiefs are certainly in the top two or three, and maybe number one in that group, given the way they're playing defensively and given their what we know to be their capability on offense. I feel like that's certainly a team no one wants to deal with in a one-and-done situation. So I think they're right up there. As far as what happens these last 6 weeks, I think they control all this. I mean, even though there's only one team that has fewer losses, and that's Baltimore. But Baltimore's got a tough schedule. You know, they got Green Bay coming up, they got Cincinnati coming up. So they've got some games that could be difficult for them. They struggled with Cleveland at home last night. They got the Browns coming up again. So they're going to stumble again. I mean, I think they've done a nice job covering for all their injuries, but against a tough schedule, I feel like it's going to show up for the Ravens. So this is still capable of coming back to the Chiefs. So going to be interesting to see how it all turns out. But I think they're right up there with maybe New England would be another team you'd look at. Buffalo has been a little too up and down for me, but I think they're still as talented as they are. They're still, you got to consider them. But they got a tough fight on their hands, too, to win that division. So this thing is more wide open, I think, than any season that I can remember. Maybe on both conferences, but certainly in the AFC.
12 teams in the AFC above 500, only six, or at or above 500, only six in the NFC. That's interesting. Adam, thank you so much for the time, man. Be a fun game Sunday night. We'll talk to you about it in the aftermath next week.
Looking forward to it, Nate. Talk to you guys then.
All right, that is Adam Teicher. We will be back to wrap things up on this edition of the Border Patrol right after this.